Shia protesters have demonstrated in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi, in yet another show of anger at the deadly attacks targeting the Shia community.
These relatives of the victims of targeted killings against Shia Muslims are demanding the Chief Minister of Southern Sindh province to step down. They are also condemning the federal government for what they call their failure to provide security to Shia Muslims in Pakistan.
The protesters accuse the government of having a secret deal with Saudi Arabia and Bahrain to send mercenaries to these countries. They're also outraged at the government for receiving $1.5 billion financial aid from Saudi Arabia.
It's shameful that Nawaz administration is selling Pakistani foreign policy to Saudi government. There is nothing as a free lunch, and they are lying to us that Saudis gifted us $1.5 billion for free. They are recruiting Taliban for their wars and Yemeni borders at Kul protests in Qatif, as Bahraini's king did in his country using our retired soldier.
Many believe that Pakistan's Shia population is subject to a wave of targeted killings. Some protesters accuse Saudi Arabia of being behind the violence.
I asked what the King of Bahrain and the Prince of Saudi Arabia were doing in Pakistan. They are the ones who are funding sectarian killings in Pakistan. We demand Sindh Provincial Chief Minister step down because he fails to save our lives.
The government has promised to conduct operation to quell violence against the Shia Muslims. Yet they accuse the authorities of turning a blind eye to the atrocities against the Shia community, as attacks have continued in the past several years. Recently, a bad outfit in Quetta was allowed to hold a rally during which they openly threatened Shias. Shia Muslims argue that the rally held at a very sensitive location near Quetta's official buildings, and this shows the government's complacence. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.